Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
It's always on.
That's
man.
Always on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so you can get some air and stop. Yeah,
hey, CJ, what's up with you, man?
Yeah, get your fucking boat biscuits.
Sound like Martin on Bad Boys. He was eating the pickle and shit.
CJ, fat ass over here smacking. Close your mouth when you eat.
I'm dipped in the Coca-Cola. There's no short on the pickle now.
Oh, shit.
I gotta squeeze the juice out of the head. Yeah, squeeze the juice out of the headphones, yo, yo, yo. When you think of me, you think of a problem. Who, what, when, and how you gon' solve them? Automatic or revolver? The K.I. double lesson, here's the lesson. Most beams is infrared, but mine's is fluorescent. No matter where you go, I'ma spot you. No matter how many people you put me in front of, I'ma rock you. And if you try to be the hard top, I'm gon' drop you. I got to treat you like the clutch and pop you. Creep through in the 420 with your honey, cause you ain't nothing but a playboy that turned bunny. And the only thing left to discuss is more money in these bullshit games. These chickens try to run me. Y'all know y'all can't touch us. Yes. I flow luscious. It's yes. So real. I make her hop out and get the Duchess. I'm sitting on 1,000 birds and I hide from the camera. Cause the picture's worth 1,000 words. And y'all herbs, y'all get what y'all deserve. Y'all do the catering while we just get served. And you got some nerve for PH and Jason. Do you have any idea who you facing? Just something about my shit you'll never figure out. It's too hot, burning my mouth. That's why I spit it out. It must be real hard for y'all to listen. And it's sad niggas is too broke to pay attention.
Yes. What's up, Moses?
What's up, man?
What's up, Dave?
Come on, my nigga. You gonna say our names before we do the intro? Let's go, man.
Making sure you all right, man. I'm saying what's up, what's up with go, y'all, man. Niggas? You all right? Either. Like, what the... Huh?
Go ahead.
All right, man. That's Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex, man.
Moses.
Yeah, Poobs.
Yeah, Poobs. What's up with you, bro?
Yeah, man. CJ over there fucking crumbed out.
What? What CJ do to you, man?
He do nothing. He just crumbed out, man.
Is this a dark skin beef?
No.
You sure?
Don't try to make it that.
This is what it's looking like.
Nah.
Just making sure you're all right, my nigga.
I'm good.
You sure?
You just getting right.
Getting right.
Getting right with the badger milk, dipping his fries in the badger. Just one badger. I can't get enough.
CJ and the boat biscuits.
CJ, yeah. You got a little bit of the Bojangles box in your teeth. You know what I'm saying? This nigga ate half the box.
Damn, wipe you up under your chin and get that badger milk.
Yo, this is episode 86. What's up, 86 Decal? You already know what it is.
Yep.
Strawberry
soda.
Shout out to everybody that fucking listens to Dirty Water Podcast. We definitely appreciate y'all. Shout out to Miss Lady Brands. Put a shirts together.
Yo.
What's up,
nice Moses? Work.
Definitely.
Shouts out to you, boo.
Oh, that's your boo now?
No.
Don't get beat up out here.
Right. I'm like, oh, that's what you doing now,
don't
nigga?
Do that. She's cool. Don't do that.
Though. No. Held it down. Definitely
yeah,
held it
cool.
down.
Yeah, she's cool. Don't do that.
Definitely held it down.
Cool girl.
She's not a cool girl.
No, I just wanted to say that.
Gotcha.
She's not a cool. Shut up. Stop snitching.
Shout out to the Ville. Eastside. You already know what it is, man. We the new voices of the Carolinas. Fuck what you talking about. And fuck cancer. We don't fuck with cancer. We wish cancer doesn't exist around this motherfucker. You already know. Hey, did you guys hear that Black Soprano Family mixtape? DJ Drama? Benny the Butcher?
I heard some of them ain't finished.
We ain't finished it.
It's only like 8 songs, nigga.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck is he talking about, Dave?
I ain't shit to do. Tell me what to fucking do.
You ain't got shit to do.
Don't worry about what I got to do. You ain't got shit to do.
I always got shit to do.
Eat, sleep, and shit. Shut up.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, nigga? I'm feeling the Black Soprano Family, Gangsta Grills. Shit is hard. My only problem is I wish Benny was on every track. He's not on every track on that one. That's what I don't like about it. He's my favorite rapper right now.
It's not about Benny, it's about the crew. Yeah.
I know that though. I know that, but that's why I still accept it and tolerate it.
The money need quarantine.
You like quarantine?
That's hard.
My shit is it's over, man. That fucking beat, that sample. That shit is oof. Makes no fucking sense.
I mean, I like what they're doing. They're building a nice little team.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? If they can do it, bring some more people up.
Westside got another project coming out at the end of the month.
I seen that. Shout out to Westside Gun. Fire. I need Benny to drop something, though. He ain't dropped nothing all year for himself. I'm waiting, man. Conway done dropped something.
I've been bumping that one hit from Westside. Stupid.
And Westside been consistent for a while now. But I need Benny to drop
some music going, man.
Both of them, Conway got some shit too.
I know that.
Don't sleep on all of them. Like,
I'm not sleeping on none of them.
That's why I said, like, it's a nice group that you don't have to worry about who's really hot. I just look for all of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got my favorite, I guess, but not really, because I still look for all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I need Benny to drop some solo, though.
Because every time they amaze me with an album, be like, oof. As soon as you think they can't do something, they do something else. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed Brandy came out with an album. Uh-huh.
Brandy who? From Moesha?
Yes, nigga.
Mo to the.
Yes.
Moesha's on Netflix.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got you. I seen that pop up. I said, oh shit, let me get this. I gotta get this a spin. Legendary.
Was she signed by Griselda?
No, she's not signed by Griselda.
She gonna be on the hooks.
It's a pretty good album though. I did enjoy it. I gave it two spins. I was in the crib chilling, bullshitting. Let me turn this shit on my sound bar. You know what I mean? Nah.
Was you listening to it on the Raycons? Did you support?
I just sat here and
did
told you.
Did you support? Nigga.
I just sat here and told you, nigga. I listened to the shit off my sound bar. You gonna throw the Raycons was, in there?
Was it the Raycon sound bar?
I did not. No, it wasn't. It was a Bose. It was a Bose.
Shout out to Ray J.
For sure.
Yeah, the Raycon's sure. going hard. Yeah.
But now the Brandy album is really good. I mean, it depends on what you like. If you're an R&B, you into that R&B shit, I suggest it.
Was it
she sounds really good
on the shit, or was it just
nah,
her?
Nah, it was mainly her.
That's what's up. I think I like that.
It was mainly her. It had a nice sound to it. Her voice is, she can sing, so mm-hmm. you can't take that from
what
her.
What songs did you like, yeah, and what did you get out? What did you get out of those songs that you like?
What you mean, what did I get out of the songs?
Brandy still can sing.
I just like to say, yeah, that's. I just like the sound. The sound was great. Her voice is great.
You ain't telling me what songs you like. You're just saying it's nice and the sound's great.
All right, cool. Let me see what I got on here.
She could have been talking about strawberries and booty. I don't know.
Oh, no, no. She's grown up, mature, talking about love, out of love, all that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Nigga grown up, mature.
What? This thing Listen, I gave it two spins, man.
This is so funny.
What do you want me to do?
He was like,
Brandy she was Bing talking grown.
No, but I'm saying.
Grown stuff, grown love.
Yeah, shut up. Move on. Grown. Go check grown it out. Sex. Go check it out.
That's all I was saying. Y'all the fuck, you the one asking me shit, Moses. What's similar? What it is? What is that?
I'm just, but you gave me a terrible.
Don't get mad at me.
I gave
it
a terrible goddamn thing.
I gave it two spins.
You gave a terrible review and you mad at me.
It's not terrible.
It sounds like grown love.
Check it.
Just grownness. You gotta be grown to listen to this. Be grown.
You don't wanna be a teenager listening to it.
You're
they ain't gonna understand it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Just saying.
You want me to do, man? Fuck out of here,
that's
man.
That's not necessary.
Okay, let's go. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I seen Ross.
Okay.
Versus 2 Chainz.
Ready for that? Who you got, Dave?
Dave got 2 Chainz.
I don't know. Ross is probably gonna win it, but whatever. I just want to see it. That's all. Yeah. I really ain't got no. I ain't got no winner in this fight right now. I just want to see it.
Who you got, Moses?
I got CJ.
You got who?
Jizzle. You got CJ. He laid out.
Shout out to Jizzle. What up, my nigga Jizzle?
I fuck both of them.
I know you fuck with both of them, but who you like? who you think who gonna come out on top on this one?
I don't know, man. 2 Chainz got a lot of hits.
Oh,
so
Ross, though?
Ross.
Oh, I'm about to say what?
But I don't know.
I'm picking Ross.
Because, you know what I'm saying? You saying I said that too, but at the same time, like, 2 Chainz got a lot of hits, bro.
I'm picking Ross.
Both of them got a lot of hits.
They do, but nah, Ross. I mean, 2 Chainz ain't got as many hits as Ross.
I like Ross, but not every Ross song I like. It's just those few.
I don't understand that though. Ross got hits, bro. He got a lot of them. He been coming out. He been out since what, like 2006? His album's been consistent. His features been consistent. Not saying 2 Chainz don't, cause I like 2 Chainz too. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music is one of my favorite albums. I'll be honest. But Ross got albums that I like too. A lot of them. And I always fuck with Ross. Y'all be knowing that about me. I see Ross coming out on top.
I ain't fuck with Ross.
I do want to see it, though. I do want to see it, though. I'm with Dave. I want to see it.
Wait.
I want to see the shit.
I'm just waiting to see what kind of environment they're going to be in. Like everybody else, see.
They're going
to
be
like,
together. I'm sure they're going to be together.
Right now, like, Snoop and DMX is looking like the top.
That's been
right
the
now.
Best one to me.
I'm just saying, a lot of people saying it's like the top battle, nice little energy.
I'm with you on
that. You know what I mean? So, can they give that same energy?
I'm sure they
will. Fuck with each other, but they don't really fuck with each other.
I'm sure they will. For the South, they will. I see it for the South.
Let's see.
I got a show I want y'all to check out, man. It's on Stars. It's called P-Valley.
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 Yeah, the strippers.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you saw it, my nigga. Damn. I was just bringing it up.
Yeah.
How you feel about it?
Why you watching? Because it's a light-skinned stripper now?
Nah. Actually, your boy Ronnie C put me on to it.
Ronnie C. See Ronnie. Ronnie want to see P-Valley. On the valley.
How
he
was
like
it?
A pee.
What is it
it's
about?
Called Pussy Valley. Okay. Really.
What
it's it reminds me of what's my movie? Players Club.
Just a like a girl. He owns a strip club.
Listen, hold up. It looked like Big Frieda's owning a strip club that looks like Players Club.
Okay.
And some debt.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Trying to keep the club together.
Showing how they get the money, showing how they talk, what they feel, stories they go through, shit like that.
It's
deep though.
Yeah, it's deep. I didn't like it when I first started watching it. I was like, cause at first I wasn't really into the acting. You know what I mean? But then I was just watching the storyline of it is what I'm into. The storyline of it is fire.
I mean, it was so regular. It's better than half of this shit to be on. So I think you just gotta give some stuff a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there is kind of nice.
I definitely suggest that. I'm still watching my Sopranos. I just started The Chi.
I want to see where P-Valley go.
Yeah, I want to see that too. I want to see how P-Valley. I want to
see how far it go.
In the paint.
Yeah. See how many seasons they're going to come out with, what it's going to be like.
I'm with you on that one.
There's a lot of stories to be told, but I don't know if people watched it.
You this
know
shit can so go.
Yeah, it goes so many
life,
ways.
It's a stripper life. Like,
it goes so many ways. Right. It's like crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's wild on there.
See the trap niggas in there. You know what I'm saying?
The businessmen in there.
Yeah, the business.
It's got. Hey, Dave, did you see Ozark, Dave?
Mayors.
Nah.
Oh, it's got a little bit of Ozark in it, too. Mm. Trying to take over the land, build a casino. You know what I mean? Like,
you got the mayors, okay.
Yeah. It, you know, it's to me, it's fire so far. I'm giving it a lot of credit.
I might give
I suggest it.
Ozark a chance. I don't know.
You still ain't see Ozark, bro?
I'd rather watch Stranger Things. I don't know, man. Some stuff I'd just rather watch.
Some stuff I just...
Yeah, Dave ain't watching no Ozark.
Dave ain't watching shit.
Some stuff he'll watch.
Nasty ass burp nigga.
Some stuff he'll watch. He just ain't watching that.
They don't be watching shit.
He might watch P-Valley's booty form. So
yeah, he can see some ass popping.
Shit. Like, oh,
that's the only reason why he would watch it, because some ass.
Like, oh, that's how you do that.
You can see that anywhere, my brother.
I'm a tender up.
Can't trick me.
Oh, man. Hey, Dave, what's that shit you was asking me yesterday? What assassination would you want to be a part of or be around or some shit like that?
Oh, my God.
If you could, if you could be at any important person's death and possibly help them, whose would you be at? Who's, assassination would you be an assassination attempt rather?
Don't look at me, Moses. Think, nigga. What's yours, Dave? Shit. Give me an idea.
I'll probably say I might try to save my nigga Martin. And I say that I would say Malcolm X, but the Nation of Islam, they just seemed too powerful, like they was gonna get him eventually. You know what I mean? So even if I would have saved him that day, they probably would have ended up getting him anyway. You know what I mean?
But why Martin though?
Cause I think we need a Martin around a little longer. You know,
Martin's
what I mean?
About that love shit.
I mean, not only that. You know what I mean? If you think about it, fucking Martin was the one.
He wasn't there. Violent.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he was out there. He was out there taking all that shit.
Okay, yeah.
Malcolm, he ain't really did nothing. He was talking that shit, but he wasn't out there with that shit. You know what I mean? My nigga Martin was out there taking rocks and shit and pepper spray and shit. He was about that shit.
So you wish you could just been right up?
Yeah, I might have been on the balcony or something, pushed the nigga out the way, or maybe move. Was it Jesse Jackson on the what's his name? Might have moved that nigga in the way or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Tripped that nigga. Yo,
let me push Jesse into the way.
Might have pushed Jesse ass right in the way because he was on the balcony. Fuck Jesse. You know what I mean? I sacrificed Jesse to save Martin. You know what I mean? He fucked up. Oh man, that's a finag.
I ain't gonna flex though. I probably would have wanna. I would have saved Malcolm, man. Somehow, some way, man. Just because of the way he went out, the way they snuck up on him, the way everything was just set up for him. Like I was just like, come on, y'all ain't had to do him like that, like in front of his family. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I didn't want to see him go out like that. In front of his family and shit. That's fucked up to me. I would have saved Malcolm. I probably would have saved fucking John Kennedy too.
Kennedy, you think you would have saved Kennedy?
I probably would have.
I think they would have got Kennedy's ass too, eventually. Because that shit was set up so lovely.
I'm telling you.
They'd have got his ass.
I'm surprised they ain't do Obama. But
nah. Those days of assassinations is over with.
You think so?
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, they just gonna blow up buildings and put viruses out and shit now.
Even if they did try to kill somebody, it'd be one of their clones or something. You know what I mean?
What about you, Moses?
Who would I save?
Yeah. I'd have saved Nipsey.
Go ahead.
Shit. Nigga. You said it.
Rest in peace, Nip, man.
Nah, it's only prayer, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't got no... All those other people you could, but it's a reason why. It's a bigger reason why they got assassinated. You know what I'm saying? Martin, I feel like they already knew what was going down. The people knew what was going down. You know what I'm saying? Before they even get assassinated, bro. They still do it. Like Malcolm X, he knew he was going to get assassinated. The Fed dude told him.
Yeah.
Same dude that hold his own, you know what I'm saying, when he got killed, hold his ass up, told him. Still, yo, you got to do what I got to do. It's hard, but like, if anybody I could say it was Nipsey, because I don't think he deserved that. I would have been straight. Roll up, playing that Futures. I'm on the block, bow. Rolled off.
Yeah, I definitely would have saved Nip. I take all the shit I just said, but I would have saved Nip. Because I'm still listening to his music.
Roll up, rock a bye, baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Nip. I feel like that. Nip ain't deserve that shit, man.
Run! Yeah. Blast!
Boo! Shit, I would say Ricky on Boys in the Hood. Say my nigga Ricky on Boys in the Hood.
Run zigzag,
my nigga. Yeah. Please run zigzag. You know
that's crazy.
What you mean, Dave? Say you ain't feel Ricky. Bad for Ricky?
Say Ricky.
Come on, man. Nigga was going to college, play football. Man. They ain't had to do Ricky like.
Nah, man. I say, old girl, Queen Latifah set it off.
Oh, my God.
As soon as she hit the switches. Bounce off and save her. You owe me.
Oh, my God.
You owe me. You owe me. You know what else I say?
Huh? Go ahead. I'm with you.
We on this shit. You know what else I say?
Who you saving?
Save my boy from training day. Nah, fuck that, Jake. You gonna get the bag. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
You just saved Denzel?
Denzel was wild, though.
Bro. I don't give a fuck.
Denzel was wild. He was crooked, man. He was stealing money from niggas. He was doing too much. He was doing too much crooked shit as a fucking
That's
cop.
That's what I do.
Oh, so you would
I'm
be
an undercover,
you would Jake. You would be a crooked cop.
I'm an undercover, Jake. I've been working on this dirty motherfucker. Huh?
The nigga gave a Chinese menu as a fucking warrant, man. Like, come on. The nigga gave a Chinese menu as a warrant.
He said, yo, right. It's soy sauce on it.
Oh, hey, I wanted to ask y'all.
Save CJ.
Could y'all do reality TV? Would y'all be into doing reality TV?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't be doing stupid shit. Thanks for no reason.
So you wouldn't not for the check. They giving 20,000.
Last of the milk gone, fuck that.
Last of the milk gone.
They giving 20,000 for 10 days.
Lady, you look at me like I can't pay. Fuck this. Sarah, fuck that.
Dave, you
Yeah, I could bullshit for 10 days.
I could bullshit for 10 days, Dave.
Come on, man. I can bullshit.
Give me that quick 30. Mm-hmm. Real quick, man. Bullshit, make up some shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how y'all feel. I don't give a fuck if you think it's real. None of that shit, nigga.
No, yeah. Knowing you, you be on there. You need to go on marriage boot camp. Right?
Oh, shit.
You're going to be like corrupt. You see corrupt on there?
I was watching it with Styles P.
Yeah. Corrupt on there. Drunk corrupt, acting a fucking fool. Falling
out. What my nigga corrupt do? Is he crip walking?
No.
That nigga too drunk for that.
He's just doing drunk shit. Nigga drinking, ain't eating, nigga's fucking up. That shit ain't healthy though.
Yelling at his shorty and shit.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It ain't even cool to look at though.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Shout corrupt, man.
You boy, Vado choking bitch.
Oh, whoa, hold on. What?
You gonna respect me?
He did what Vado do?
He just wanted to talk to her. So, you know, some niggas like talk to chicks. They like to grab
he
her neck.
He wanted to talk to
her. Yeah, he don't know how to grab his shoulders, so he accidentally grabbed her neck and was trying to like talk to her.
Oh, he put his hands on her.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. Bitch.
Oh, no.
She was like, it's his fault the way she acted. I wouldn't be at like that for him. Bitch, don't play me. I'm a rapper.
Vado got to chill.
For one, at Dirty Water, we don't condone putting hands on women. Like, it's a room full of men. We ain't into that shit. But I will say that women do things that make men want to do that.
Yeah, it was wild.
And that's when you just got to walk away. Not saying do the shit. I'm just saying just walk the fuck away.
That was wild, but I just feel like it shouldn't happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think she just pushed his button like we didn't see something else.
Mm. Yeah, she hit him with an apple, two apples or something like that.
Oh, my God. So, don't be throwing shit.
Been boiling. She probably was saying something shit in the room before they came out. They don't be showing everything.
Apples hurt.
Because they hide some shit, and they probably going to show it later on.
You throw them hard enough, apples hurt. Don't fucking hit me with no fucking apple.
No, she talking about, I mean, like, what the fuck, man?
I was just joking.
Nah, she made
it for a joke.
Tahiri bugged out, though. You know, she got her own issues going on. You know what I mean? But there's no excuse for him doing what he did.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Same thing we said about the Meg situation.
These niggas crazy.
How Tory pull a gun out?
That make niggas look crazy.
I don't know about that situation. Because Shorty got surgery on both her feet. And not one broken bone.
Yeah.
How you get shot in your feet and you ain't got no broken bone?
It's like ricochet, I feel.
You know what I mean? I'm waiting to see the whole shit come out. I ain't gonna throw Tory under the bus so far, you know what I mean? That quick.
But he pulling did a gun out, though. Period. On a woman. Let's not do that.
I don't know if he
did. I don't know if he did what. They're not saying nothing. So it's like, that just could have been assumption. They just did that and made us believe that.
But if he did, he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying, if it did happen, he shouldn't. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not saying he did it.
Vado, don't put your hands on Tahiri no more.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. We not into doing that shit, man. We got to protect our black queens. Fuck that. And black queens, stop acting crazy. There's some of y'all out there. That
first of all, women.
Some everybody ain't queens.
Women, stop acting crazy.
Okay.
Like, don't you put that on our black queens.
I'm with you, Dave. You got it.
And
you
they come it. For
queens
you too.
Got shit together. It's a different thing.
All, right. All these bitches is crazy.
Every fucking last one of them, man.
So.
That's crazy.
Let's go.
What you got on your list, Moses?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you had a whole list, nigga.
Hey, I got a question for you. Shut up, nigga.
Thank you.
Y'all niggas would just like to look at each other and argue like y'all fucking married. All right.
Dave, there's a lot of grass outside for all that smoke. I'm ready for all the smoke.
But
what's up?
Listen,
what's up?
Now, if you tell me about a time when you first noticed somebody that was on some shit. You know what I mean? Like, you knew, you might have heard they was doing drugs, but you actually saw it.
Like hard drugs? Because weed is not hard drugs.
Nah, hard drugs.
Huh?
Hard drugs.
You getting that second look, I feel. Like, you know, you look at somebody, hey, what's up? Hey, damn, nigga. What the fuck?
You ever seen somebody do drugs in front of you? Hard drugs in front of you?
Yeah, they want my family. You know what I mean?
Tell me about it. You know the story I want you to tell, too.
tell the story.
You know, when you was on the farm.
Oh,
tell
shit.
Tell the story.
Yeah, there you
tell
go.
The That's fucking story, Moses. Let's go.
That's the other story. Well, you know, we working on this farm, getting shit done.
Oh, you working on the farm?
I ain't going to tell you what we do for
country
that.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, down the ville. Let's go.
Nigga,
I was working as a slave.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Picking a little cotton.
That's slave work.
Picking a little cotton.
It's pretty much slave work, unfortunately.
But
summertime.
It's still a little work. You know what I'm saying?
It's nice. Yeah, nah, that's nah, honest living. That's honest living.
But at the same time, I was like, one of this nigga was going fast. Then I was be sleepy. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Like, he'll say something. What the fuck is you saying? So I caught this nigga one time. I'm out there. I'm chilling. Everybody chilling. We talking shit.
You on the break.
You know what I'm saying? On the break, talking shit. Niggas eating sandwiches. Get out of here, dirty face. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know, in my periphery is like a movie. So I look, you know, on the side of me. It's like three looks, and it was like a movie. The first time I seen nigga looking at me like,
was he
dead eyes?
Wait, hold up. Was he in the car?
Listen,
was
he was in the car. Right.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You leaving so details?
No, I didn't. I said, yeah. I was looking on the side. He's rolling up.
Yeah, you ain't say he was in the car, though. Yeah.
No, you think he's rolling up walking? Like,
nigga,
the drug is not that good.
You okay? And you in the field. He could have been sitting on a stump or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Niggas, what? Shut up. So, he's in his car. He's rolling off somebody's driver. He's on the passenger side. I see him, and you know, you see two fingers go up, and the two fingers is smacking in between the corners of your arm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like smack, smack. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I tripping? So I look straight again.
Smack.
I hit me and Jizzle was on there. I hit Jizzle. I said, Jizzle, look. I said, I'm not fucking joking. Look. So he's like, what? This nigga did that tap, tap. Seen that little needle go in. Like, what the fuck? So am I like, what the fuck? Soon as I look back over, he done fell down in the seat. Like, you know, like in the movies, like going. Yeah. I'm like, this. I'm like bugging out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we got to go to work. How the fuck you going to work? Like, so I'm tripping like, this nigga dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm like, this nigga, he's gone. Because he just laid there. You know what I'm saying? The passenger seat, everybody. The person that was driving and got out, he still laid out. So I'm like, well, fuck it. They gonna find his ass out. So we go back to work. Next thing you know, this nigga just run by me. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm. I was like, yo, that shit must be horse strong. Yeah, worse. You know what I mean?
Horse strong.
Horse strong. But that shit was... Shit's no joke.
So he was shooting up.
He was shooting the fuck up. Mm. Seen it on the corner. You know? But never like that. That nigga was rolled up. It was slow motion, bro. Like, it was straight like a movie. Cause the nigga just looking out. Not looking at me, but just looking out, I guess, to see was anybody looking, but he's not noticed. In my eyes, I feel like he's looking at me. So that would fuck me up. This nigga's looking at me, I do drugs. What the fuck?
I've always been just, you know, I fuck with the weed and all that shit. Recipes of my homie. He was doing cocaine, though.
Is cocaine really a hard drug?
I mean,
some niggas.
It's not my preference.
Know how to handle the cocaine, right? I've seen some niggas know how to handle cocaine.
But then I had an uncle. I watched him smoke some crack, though. I had some uncle shoot shit up too.
Yeah.
But Unc, I knew he was on the crack though. He sit there, talk to me, yeah, what you got going on, nephew? Yo, let's go shoot some basketball. Take me, go shoot basketball. Next thing you know is he wanna run up and down the court, run up and down the court, run up and down the court, then stop. I'm like, yo, are you good? Oh, yeah. Everything's good. You know what I mean? Shout out to CJ.
Shout out to CJ. Because he's gone.
Gone? I have no idea why is CJ missing? Hold up.
Nigga, I am gone.
Oh my god.
First of all, why is CJ mixing gin and moonshine? What the fuck is wrong with our brother, man? What's wrong with our brother, man?
The badger milk make him feel like invincible. I can do anything. And then he fall out. I'm scared to go to the bar with this nigga. I'll fucking fight you.
All right, back to your uncle smoking crack.
This nigga was smoking. Listen.
running up and down the court, running up and court. Stop.
Yeah. Smoking crack.
You all right, Unc? Yeah, everything's cool. All right, cool. Let me shoot some more. Now he walking around the court, just walking around the court in a circle. Unc, you good? Oh, yeah, everything cool. Like, yo. Now he looking at the fence of the court. This is in New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, in New York, you got the cage-type fences and shit. Now he looking at the fence, grabbing on it, looking out, looking around. You all right, Unc? Yeah, everything's good. Oh, okay. Now he want to come shoot with me.
In your mind, was you like, this nigga's trip?
I was like, this. What the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? I didn't learn that he was doing that until later. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? But at the time, it was just like, what the fuck is going on with Unc?
You just thought he was just tripping.
Yeah.
This nigga tripping, bro.
Like, come on, Unc. I thought he was out hitting ball. Like, come on.
I want to go home.
Love him. Rest in peace, man.
God love our family.
Yeah, for man. Sure. Love your family, man.
I remember one time in New York, hanging out on the block. And standing on the block or whatever. We look up. Mm-hmm. And we see this nigga we knew. It's his crib. And he's standing in front of his window. Now it's kind of like sun's going down a little bit. He's standing in front of his window. And we can see this nigga. And he had his blinds closed. You know what I mean? But we could see this nigga with him standing there with his stem in his hand.
Damn.
Lighting the stem. And we could see it because of the light from the lighter. So right, he flicking right. that when bitch flicking, and hitting yeah. it and yeah. it's going out. Mm. And then he flicking it again and he hitting it and it's going out. He's like, look at this nigga right here. Just standing in front of the fucking window.
Oh my God. At night.
Yeah.
Good, that's when, you know times. What I'm saying, when you flick that lighter, you're going to see it at night.
Every fucking thing. Exactly. Standing in front of the window.
Oh. What are you doing?
Good times.
Jesus Christ.
Seen some shit, man. I'm going to tell you no more. I seen some shit.
Shout out to the drug addicts. I hope y'all get well. I hope y'all get off the shit y'all on. Honestly.
Yeah, we all got them. Everybody got them in their family.
Yeah,
everybody,
for sure. Bro. For sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see Dude. Trump sending out them stimuluses again.
Yeah.
I need that. I'm hurting out here. I'm broke. I need that. Come on, send the stimulus, man. Let's do it.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need more microphones around here. We need cameras and shit around here. We want to do the visual thing. Yo, come on, Trump. Keep sending them. I'm not voting for you, though.
It's going to be another $1,200?
I need it.
Another $1,200.
I need it.
What you going to buy with this check?
Nothing. Stack it some more.
Stack it some more?
Oh, shit, with this check.
The unemployment just ended on July 31st.
Right.
Niggas fucked up.
And unemployment is at our all-time high right now. Mm-hmm. We in a recession. It's fucked up.
You know what that mean?
I'm scared.
Better get you a pack, niggas.
From what I hear, the packs is fucked up, but okay.
You better get it.
So we'll see. I don't know.
You gotta watch with that.
I don't know. I'm just not saying. Like, everything is fucked up right now. Borders is closed and shit. You know, a lot of, listen, it's crazy.
I don't know nothing about no borders. Borders is closed. What is he talking about?
Huh?
It's just hard to get things through is what I'm saying these days, man. It's crazy out here. I'm hearing things. That's all I'm saying. I'm hearing things. It's fucked up.
I ain't hearing.
Yeah, because it's taking a lot of time to get shit off of Amazon. It's taking a lot longer now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shit fucking me up. I got Amazon Prime and it's taking 3 days instead of two.
Man.
Like, what the fuck, man? What are we doing out here, Amazon? Stop playing.
Lysol, you heard? Yeah, you were. You know what I mean?
Niggas got a lot of packages.
Niggas got a lot of packages. Huh? Little package ass niggas.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I'm not fucking with you niggas.
That
man.
Is funny.
Yo, Trump, send that 1200, bruh. I need that. Send it through. I'm a family of four. I need all of that. It's rough out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little my little car rough. Got a flat tire right now. I need some tires.
Right,
you know,
now.
It's rough, man. It's rough. So send that shit through, man. Don't worry about it. Do y'all think y'all could be a president, though? Could y'all run the country? I think I could.
Nah, I don't think I would want to. That's just it's just too much pressure. You know what I mean? I like to smoke weed. I take THC pills.
Smoke weed? Obama smoked weed?
I mean, back in the day he did. But I'd be open with it. Nigga be on the front lawn smoking weed and shit.
You'd be in front of the White House smoking
I take
the
mushrooms
weed.
And shit. You don't want the president on mushrooms.
What would you change, though, if you was president, though?
What would I change?
Yeah, like me, if I was president, I'll paint the White House Nipsey blue.
Okay.
I'll do some shit like
on,
that.
On some serious
and
shit,
smoke and smoke right on the lawn. And say, hey, everybody.
That's not changing shit, nigga. Change something.
I'm changing the scenery. What you mean, bro? I'm changing the scenery, bro.
You gonna have
I'll try to give the universal, you know, healthcare shit a try. If we could try that, like Canada and all that, niggas don't pay for healthcare out there. You know what I mean? I would try to get that shit going. Cause I think everybody should have access to whatever medicines they need to fucking live. You know what I mean? Though I know it'd be kind of tough because that's what, you know, capitalism.
I'll be giving stimuluses is. Every month.
I don't know about that.
Listen, they printing the money. Fuck that. They printing the money, nigga. I'll be giving stimuluses every month.
You got money problems.
Huh?
You're going to have money problems.
I'm broke anyway.
You're going to be in.
I already got money problems.
Deep shit.
Yeah, you're going to put us all the way in a debt.
All the way in the fucking
debt. Like we ain't already in. Yeah, so, I mean, what's another debt couple
it
trillion,
out. We're
going
right?
to
debt it out, man.
What's a little more debt?
Why not?
I'm like, who the fuck voted for me?
What would you do, Moses?
I ain't doing shit because I ain't doing it.
You wouldn't be a president at all. You wouldn't want that
bullshit.
Responsibility?
You don't really know. It's just that the things that you think you can change, you really can't really change. You got to stand. You got to go through a whole bunch of people.
Mm.
It's fucking bullshit.
They're passing laws every day. They just make up a whole new law and then it just gets passed.
You want to be somewhere where you can help
but
the laws
But Black Lives
out.
Matter is a problem.
You can help the laws out. That's where you want to be. We can change up the laws.
Mm.
Make sure they don't do no fucked up shit because they sneaking in shit that we don't even know about right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody keeps up with that. Who keeping up with that? You keeping? No, nobody.
That ain't for you to know, nigga.
That's the thing. They don't want you to know it.
Until you're in that position.
Yeah, until you're in a position. Then you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you ain't fucked up. You just can't say shit. You know what I mean? You get a packet of all the top secret shit when you get in here. Look at this shit. You can't say none of this shit.
No, I'm saying I want to get the position. I'll be like vice president or something.
Hey, and fuck you crackers that
going
fucked
stupid.
Up. Fuck
vice you, president, you can do stupid shit.
Fuck you crackers that threw paint all over the Black Lives Matter and racism around the Market House thing. I seen that. Y'all just try to destroy it and shit. Fuck y'all. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, the devil's
real
working.
Shit. You know what I mean? What you got on your list, Moses?
I got shit.
Cool.
Nah, you know, they always talking about cheat, cheat, cheat. But what after cheating? After you done selling them back, why is it so hard for y'all to communicate again? You know what I'm saying? Why is always
have
same
you
old shit, same old shit. You keep repeating it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we cheated, you forgave them. Don't worry about the shit. Or she cheated, you can't keep throwing the shit back up.
It's trust,
my nigga.
Nigga.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
it's trust, nigga. Exactly. Like, what you mean?
It goes on like a nigga drooling.
First
when
of
sleep.
All, I don't know what you're talking about because black men don't cheat. So, yeah, man. So I don't know what you're talking about. I can't answer that question.
No, you didn't see.
And CJ need a bib.
You didn't see.
Dave, you never cheated before?
Nope.
I have, and it sucks. Yeah. It's hard getting it back.
You look like a cheater.
Yo, I cheated. No, I have before, and it's wrong. Wasn't proud of it. Felt bad about it. All that shit. So but trying to gain that trust back is the worst part about it.
That's the thing.
That's the worst part about
it. Is it exhausting?
Yeah, definitely.
Because, like, it's not even the fact of moving on, just being exhausted, keep answering the same question over and over.
All the time.
I done answered it in so many ways.
Right.
Yeah, being sneaky is exhausting.
You know what I'm saying?
It's trash. It's super trash. So now I'm with Dave. Black men don't cheat anymore.
Niggas, every race, some niggas cheat. No matter what race it is, shut up.
Nah, you forgetting you missing the main point.
You see what I'm saying, Dave?
Black men
don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
They don't cheat.
Them boys do. I can't count for boys. I'm not a boy.
Talking about the men.
Black men don't cheat.
Boys do. Okay, seriously.
You know what I mean?
Sound like you still a cheater, Moses.
Sounds like you a little boy.
Get that nigga some baby wipes, man.
No.
That was funny. You fucking shot the shot and miss.
I'm gonna keep shooting.
Get the fuck out of here.
I gotta
ain't
shoot
on nothing.
I gotta shoot.
Dave the cheater. He from New York.
What the fuck? What does that have to do with
New York niggas cheat?
What?
It's in the blood. It's on movies.
Oh shit.
It's in movies.
It's a lie.
No, it's seen on How to Grow Up and Love and Hip Hop. Y'all show it all the time.
Yeah, nigga.
Cheater. Most of you, like, you be cheating.
I ain't got time to cheat.
You got plenty of time to cheat.
I'm broke. You got to have money to cheat.
That's a lie. You ain't broke. You look like you would cheat. You sound like you would cheat.
How you look and sound like you
would
cheat?
And you move like you would cheat.
Shut up.
I'm just telling you
what
I see. Your
tattoos say cheat.
No, they don't. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm mad you answered that.
No,
they
just don't.
No, it don't.
This nigga looked down at his, at his tattoos.
No,
and made
it
sure
don't.
It didn't say cheat.
These are my tattoos.
Yo, I can't wait till we go visual now. Like y'all said, now y'all just making
tattoos.
This nigga
rubbed his tattoos
up bullshit and everything.
Yeah. He looked down at his arm.
He rubbed his tattoos and everything. This is silk tattoo on me.
Hey, yo, I'm just glad the NBA is back. Fuck what y'all niggas talking about.
Why?
Because, nigga,
you don't have the audience.
There has not been no sports.
So you've been waiting to watch niggas in short and sweaty.
Nigga's stupid.
Woo!
That was mean. I'm sorry, bro. I take that back.
How you liking it with no fans and
yeah.
The way the new way of doing things.
How you like them playing basketball?
I thought
basketball?
I wasn't. Yo, fuck Moses first
How
off.
How you like them playing basketball, balls?
Fuck Moses first off.
Ball go down the
I
court.
I thought I wasn't going to like it. I started watching the games.
You just happy to see some shit.
Yo, it's been trash.
He done doing them.
It's been trash, bro. It's been trash. I got to see some type of sports going on. I like sports and I love basketball. My son loves basketball. I want to show him basketball. He want to go to the NBA.
Like football? Soccer?
Yeah. I like all sports. Honestly.
Women
hockey.
Basketball?
Huh?
Women basketball too?
Yeah. Not women saying soccer. I necessarily watch it, but if it's on. If
shout
it,
out to the Queens playing
yeah,
basketball.
Shout
out.
If I
they be playing.
To it, if I could turn to him and just watch
the
it
Queens
real quick,
be playing
them.
Yeah,
they
and
do.
And
hell
some
yeah.
I was like, give a shout out. Like, the Queens
some
be
fine
playing.
Ass
yo.
Basketball players.
Oh,
too.
That's a fact.
I slept
fine
like.
Fine ass basketball players.
Chilling with my, chilling with the uncars. Everybody knows his own.
Don't
chilling
sleep on
the
athletic bodies.
He showed me that shit.
Like, come on, man.
You'd be right.
I like all that shit. Baseball, I like all that shit. I hate watching baseball, but I like to play it if I was a player. You know what I mean?
I used to play it, but I don't really like watching. Like I used to. It's just
boring.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm glad NBA is back. I mean, they don't have no crowd. They got a little sound effects.
Oh,
but
they
balling.
Doing?
What, they got the crowd sound effects?
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
They got the crowd sound effects.
That is they got retarded. The crowd in the background like NBA Jams.
Yeah. They got it where it's like in the background, you'll see faces of people that are zooming in. Mm. You know what I mean? So they're showing those people on a screen in the background of it. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of dope. But I'm just glad to see some shit going on, man. I need to see some basketball. Me and my son love basketball together. Okay. We didn't get go see the Philly and Houston Rockets game back in March because of the corona. You know what I mean? It's here now. I'm with the shit.
Somebody are watching.
So why don't you pay that two stacks at $1,500 so you can zoom in?
Nah, I'm not zooming in. I gotta be there. I gotta be there, bro.
You can still zoom
in. That's
as
close as you're gonna get. That shit's gonna be like that for the next 2 years.
Nah, hell no.
Next year, it's gonna be like 2021,
I'm good. They gave me a credit back.
This shit ain't gonna get clear. They in fucking Florida, nigga. Florida's
no, they gave me a credit back to where, like I said, when shit opened back up.
Yeah, use that credit to zoom it, man.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, man. You have a ball. You can smoke on the Zoom and all.
I didn't even think of that.
You zooming. Know what I
mean? Pick up my little red cup, dirty water. You already know. Man, let's get the fuck out of here.
Put a shirt on your son. There you go.
Hey. Shout out to Jizzle.
I'm watching basketball, my son.
Shout out to motherfucker CJ. I'm glad niggas is up in here with us. This is episode 86.
Damn, CJ, you always fucking up.
Dirty Water Podcast. Fuck with us on Twitter. Dirty_water_NC.
No, fuck that. Get yourself straight. I'm fucking serious, CJ. Love you, man. Just want to see you do better.
Yo, them shirts look good on y'all too. Them Dirty Water shirts y'all got on, man.
Yeah,
it's fire.
This is CJ Pass Gas.
Everything look good on me, nigga.
Fucking talking about.
Oh, don't worry, Jizzle. You got it. Don't worry about that. Fuck with us on Instagram, man. Dirty Water _podcast. My Instagram is my.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care. Farted two times, nigga. Give a fuck. You over there with
my
him.
Shit on Instagram is dirtywater_Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Chicken and biscuits.
Dirty Water Dave B.
We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
And I'm CG. And I'm
appreciate everybody that be fucking with us and that be listening to
and
us.
I'm Shoshi.
We got shirts coming soon. Continue to fuck with us. We got the shit going on. 2-6 and
we out.
Word.
Moses. We got them shirts.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?